You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So you're looking at, you know, this is taking off now. You're watching what the Holy Spirit is continuing to grow things. And you're realizing that just people just start to expect things. Let's be what we're preaching. Let's be what we're talking about. Let's start being in the church. And, you know, then, of course, it's very explicit what God says. He says, do this, do that. Be accountable here, do this. And so y'all began to, relationships begin to form and accountability where people were accountable to. how did it end up? Because I know it, before you even got involved, I believe that they started some small cell home groups to kind of support what was taking place with the...
I had home groups from 1966 on in my local church.
Okay.
Because we read a pamphlet called The Lost Secret of the Early Church put out by Bethany Publishers in Minnesota. And so we started home groups. Some worked, some didn't.
I like what that pamphlet said. It says, what did it say at the very end of the pamphlet?
Or? It said it didn't work.
It didn't work.
The guy, well, he sent a letter with it. And right. My associate sent off with the pamphlet. And he got a letter back from Bethany that says, we'll send you this pamphlet, but we tried it, doesn't work. And so my associate, John Duke, he said, well, let's try it, you know. And I right. said, well, my early memories were in a home group. My parents did mission work in the bayous of South Louisiana,
Jesus
and we
was,
had home
Jesus
meetings.
Was in them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we started home groups. About half worked, about half didn't.
Right.
It takes some clarity and preparation and understanding, and it's got to be more than a program. I don't want to go there too far, but I would say it's got to be real. You've got to have real relationships. This is not just a program or
right.
a system.
Right.
It's where two or three are gathered in His name and love one another and deal with issues and so forth. But anyway, mm-hmm. yeah, we had home groups. And they had them in Fort Lauderdale. Home groups were becoming fairly popular in the late 60s. In fact, the charismatic movement was really started out of home prayer meetings.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies' prayer meetings, women seeking God for husbands and children and
right.
and so forth.
There's a big craving. He writes about in the book, I forget who it was, it was a particular professor. It was the... Schroeder, I guess the professor of religion and psychology at Chicago Theological Seminary in the House Church Evolving, he wrote that human beings cannot live exclusively in such secondary groups, for they have a deep need for intimacy, sharing, caring, and holistic integrated relationships. These needs are best met in primary groups, and it seems like the House Church is exploring and fostering such relationships. And he's trying to look at that time, he was looking at it because he says over half of America, if not more, were just discombobulated. The family was divided. It was like they wanted that connectivity. They were so hungry for that kind of intimacy and sharing and connection. And he's saying that y'all tapped into that at that point. That's what they were really hungry, the church was hungry. And I believe we're here today as the same
Yeah,
place.
I think it's coming back yeah. actually again.
Yeah.
This is a natural thing that's happening all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and the more persecution, the more is happening,
yeah.
because we need support,
yeah.
we need spiritual family, and sometimes in some of these areas, natural family is not supportive,
right?
And so you need spiritual family, but we saw that developing, and I think. Evangelistic movements like Billy Graham or like Full Gospel Businessmen or Oral Roberts, they were creating something that had to go a step further.
Mm-hmm.
It had to become relational. People had to fellowship around something they were hearing. And so I think you just had lots of home groups or small groups or little churches.
We had Billy Graham saying on our program that if it wasn't for the cell groups, home groups, they're the ones that filled the stadium. He said they were the workers.
Right.
He said, you wouldn't even know about these
right.
but they're all over the place.
Right.
And he gives them credit for
right.
for filling these stadiums.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.